Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Taught when you were young, if you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story you've spun, and I'm a lucky one, 'cause there are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get up on pain? We're not pawns in your game, Commander-in-Chief, honestly. If I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep, seriously. Do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? We were taught when we were young, if we fight for what's right, there won't be justice for just some. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're bunkering down. Proud, best believe we'll still take a knee while you're Commander-in-Chief, honestly. If I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep, seriously. Do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis, people are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? You're bunkering down. Won't give up. Stand our ground. We'll be in the streets for you, Commander-in-Chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep, seriously. Do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel to
anymore? What happened this week was a complete disgrace. What happened to America is a complete disgrace. Our leader is a complete disgrace. Twelve days left. This is going to be a short show, hour show, real quick, get in and get out, because of National Football League playoff games. Today, right now, the Buffalo Bills are beating the Indianapolis Colts 24-27 going into the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left in the game. So we're going to begin to get out.
the GLC with Gary Norris Gray. Call in at 646-727-3649. Thank you, Black Athletes, Sports Network, and the BASNNewsroom.com for sponsoring the Gray Leopard Code. Send news and information to glcgray@gmail.com. Got to listen to the brothers on the African American Athlete Show.com with Michael Robinson and Ricky Hampton, 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 Eastern Time, Tuesday nights on blogtalkradio.com. The Mighty OVA, formerly from WUSO 1080, Buffalo, New York, will start their season in the Minor Football League with the Rochester Chargers. Also, check out his SoundCloud podcast every week at 11 Pacific, 2 Eastern Time, Sultry Radio, In the Raw, with Michael Lewis Ingram, with hard political and sports. Sunday night, it's the Musical Mindstream, after the Music Box Hour. On Wednesday night, it's the Political Stir Fry, at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific Time. At 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern Time, Sunday night, listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on the Anthony Johnson Show, sending brotherly love over the airwaves and political food for the soul from the city of Philadelphia. Our sponsor, the New England Informer magazine, Doreen Wade, CEO, Boston, Massachusetts. Good news for the Black community. Young star Travis Singleton with his kicks for grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, then contact Travis on Facebook.com. Also check out his program, The Sneaker Report, as he covers the Oklahoma City Thunder and Boston Celtics, as well as the other NBA teams. Remembering Roland Rogers, CEO of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget the 707 and 609 for their support. Be a sponsor. Check in the Cove Caravan, email glcgray@gmail.com. Join the Cove Caravan and the Soul Patrol on Facebook.com. Please visit our website, www.basnnewsroom.com, call the Gray Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, Gary.
Thank you. We gotta do better this year.
Yes, indeedy.
All right. Thank you. Ball yes. On the 31-yard line. Court ball first down and 10 on the court 31-yard line. 1:04 to go to game. Rivers just passed. 2nd down and 4 with 2 minutes to go in the game. Kicker is warming up in a blanket ship, warming up on the field, moving for a field goal. Buffalo 27, Indianapolis 24. 1 minute to go in the game. I can play by play. Rivers pass incomplete. 3rd down and 10 for the Colts. 4th quarter. Wild card game in Buffalo, New York. Colts driving for a field goal in windy Buffalo at the line. Set. Rivers gets the ball. Blitz. Incomplete. 4th down and 10 with 50 seconds to go in knocked down a pass. So it's fourth down. 30 seconds to go. On a 38-yard line. Fourth and 10. Rivers back to throw. Throws complete. Humble. Recovered by the Bills. Time out. Time out. This call will be replayed. This call will be replayed. A catch on the Buffalo 50-40. 45-yard line versus 10. With 31 seconds to go. Pat Rivers. 28 seconds to go. Clock it here. First and 10. They clock the ball, so now they're second and 10. Bills 27, Colts 24. It could be a fumble, but well, hit the ground and drop the ball. Bills recover. This could be a fumble. They're replaying it now. Pasquale dropped the ball as he landed. He got up. And the ball gets stripped with the Bills recovering. On their 35. So it's a recovery by the Bills. A replay now. With 25 seconds to go in the game. You're making a decision. I think it's a fumble. I think it's a fumble. It's Bill's ball, I think, and the game is over. The Buffalo Bills win their first playoff game since 1995. That's my opinion, but it could be wrong. You know, the NFL, you know, not for long. So we'll see. It takes a long time for the review here.
I'm looking at the same thing right now, G. I don't think there's much difference in our feeds in terms of time. The catch was made. The catch was made, and looks like
yes.
He lost possession on the way down. So you might be right on the fact that it was a fumble.
Well, if he had stayed down.
He's got control. You're right. If he stayed down. If he stayed down, it wouldn't have been a fumble. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But see, his knee's down there.
His
knee was down there. So
yeah.
He would have been already down by contact if they're going to go
by
the camera.
Yes.
So then here he goes, makes the catch. There's his knee planted down, and then the two Bills converge on it.
But then he gets back up again.
Right. He gets back up, but he is down at that point.
They
want Buffalo to advance. There's no doubt about it. But I think you're right. I think ultimately this is a fumble because he got back up.
Yeah.
If he had just stayed down,
The
possession would have been pat, and it would have been a moot issue after that.
The
ball
would have
been there,
and
we've got a first and 10, but we're going to have drama here because the NFL They will not know what to do. They're under review as it speaks. They're looking through everything. And after what happened with New Orleans and Los Angeles,
they can't let nothing skate.
Yeah, they can't let nothing skate on this. So,
yeah.
They're crawling down by contact.
Come on.
And from a glamour standpoint, I don't think they want Phillip Rivers more than they want this kid Allen.
Well, Phillip Rivers can only be the Oakland Raiders. That's what we do.
Right. But now they keep flipping back to when his knee touched the ground.
Yeah.
And it's clearly on the ground. That's not the problem. He's clearly on the ground.
Here's a goal. They gave it to Rivers.
They say Indy got Indy keeps the ball.
Yeah, down by contact.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that's a good call, G. Based on the film,
that's a good call.
Yeah, he got up, but his knee is down as he was turning. So that's the difference. See, you can see his knee on the ground as he was getting ready to pivot and turn it up. So he's already down when he gets hit.
All right.
We got 19 seconds left in this game. So it's 19 seconds left?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're ahead of me or I'm ahead of you.
I think about 3 seconds difference.
Okay. I know when Tony and I do this, Tony can be almost as much as a minute ahead when we do these things.
Yeah, remember this drew incomplete pass.
Mm-hmm.
Timeout, Bill. 12 seconds
right.
to go.
Okay. So you are definitely ahead of me now. I am still with the call. It's still 28 seconds here where I am. And for the record, Gary's in California. I'm in New Jersey.
Michael, I want to move on. We'll go back to this when we get back to learning again.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
I am disturbed because what 45 has done, he has unleashed the hounds.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by this is all those crowds that were underground are now surfacing above ground.
Well, yeah, but we knew they were underground, too.
This has been brewing for a while, G.
You know that. This has been brewing for a while because for all the crap and all the chaos that had been created, we knew there were things going on underneath it all that people wouldn't notice because they were too busy being distracted by the crap that was going on here. So now we're in a position where it is ultimately in the hands of a few. And when I say a few, I mean a few. So it's now put us in a place where the one thing that nobody has talked about has again slipped the notice of the public. And that was the trip that Jared Kushner made to Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
I'm bringing this up because...
Why did he go? Why did he go there?
He went there because if this coup had been successful, he needed, when I say he, I mean the new
regime, or whatever, not just needed money.
They not just needed money, but they needed verification. They were legit. So if the coup had been successful, they would have had that press conference talking about how their collaboration with the House of Saud would have made complete. And the new administration would have been verified by Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't, because, hey, let's remember, this Banana Republic shit happens all the time everywhere else.
It doesn't happen in the United States.
It doesn't happen in the United States, so now nobody could say, well, you know, this was different. No, this was no different than anything else that hadn't been done before. And because it had been done that way, they had to deal with that reality.
Yep.
Interesting stuff.
I want to give a clip of the esteemed senator from New Jersey, Mr. Booker. 3 minutes of your time is on the floor, Mr. Booker.
I can only think of two times in American history that individuals laid siege to our Capitol, stormed our sacred civic spaces, and tried to upend and overrun this government. One was in the War of 1812, and the other one was today. What's interesting about the parallel between the two is they both were waving flags to a sole sovereign, to an individual, surrendering democratic principles to the cult of personality. One was a monarch in England, and the other were the flags I saw all over our Capitol, including in the hallways and in this room, to a single person named Donald Trump. The sad difference between these two times is one was yet another nation in the history of our country that tried to challenge the United States of America. But this time, we brought this hell upon ourselves. My colleague from Texas said that this was a moment where there were unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. Yes, that is true. They were unprecedented when the president, before the election even happened, said, if I lose this election, then the election was rigged. That's unprecedented. It's unprecedented before the night of the voting, even the counting of the vote was even done, that he called it rigged.
Right.
It's unprecedented that he is fanning the flames of conspiracy theory to create a smokescreen in this nation.
Yes, sir.
To cover what he is trying to do, which is undermine our democratic principles. But it's not just that. The shame of this day is it's being aided and abetted by good Americans who are falling prey, who are choosing Trump over truth, who are surrendering to the passion of lies as opposed to standing up and speaking truth to power, who are trying to fundraise off of the shame of conspiracy theories as opposed to doing the incalculably valuable patriotic thing to speak truth to our nation. Our democracy is wounded, and I saw it when I saw pictures of yet another insurgency, of a flag, of another group of Americans who tried to challenge our nation. I saw the flag of the Confederacy there. What will we do? How will we confront this shame? How will we confront this dark second time in American history? I pray that we remember a Georgian. In his words, all I can say is we must in spirit join together like those Georgians on a bridge called the Edmund Pettus who join hands, who were called threats to our democracy, who were called outrageous epithets when they sought to expand our democracy, to save it and to heal it, when they joined arm in arm and said what we should say now, commit ourselves to that ideal, that together we shall overcome.
Now, we have a president of the United States that might get impeached not once, but twice. The only president in history to be impeached twice. So if you are a historian, which I am, you need to know about this is if you look up Andrew Johnson's term.
Right.
And Ulysses S. Grant. Andrew Johnson did exactly the same thing that Donald J. Trump is saying right now. Andrew Johnson got impeached. Andrew Johnson said, I am not going to the inauguration of Ulysses S. Grant. So history is repeating itself all over again.
But you know,
Andrew Johnson was a self-absorbed, self-demeaning, self-defecating president.
I don't doubt. But Gary, what bothers me here is the other stuff that hasn't been said. We already talked about the Saudi Arabian variable here, but there are a couple of other things that are in mix. You know, we forget the governor of Michigan was threatened with a kidnap hijack situation.
I'm glad you brought that up.
So we have that. We have that. And we also have actions that
were
taken.
Eight,
yes.
They were eight state governors under threat. Not one, not two, not three, eight. And there were the press kept that quiet too.
Yeah, they kept that very quiet. And because of that, we know now for a fact that the other things that they're talking about here are just, how can I say this, games, because McConnell, when this whole issue of impeachment was brought up, he said we can't discuss this earlier than the 19th. The fucking inauguration is the 20th. Who are you kidding? So it's just more nonsense and more stretching the truth.
What really turned the heat on this thing is in Georgia. Now I believe that if Yasser and Purdue had won in Georgia, we wouldn't be sitting here. We would not be sitting here talking about this. Because Yasser and Purdue lost by a good margin. That's why all hell broke loose. That's the reason why all hell broke loose.
Because now
you lost the White House, you lost the Senate, and you lost the House. All three within 4 years.
Gary, he didn't lose them as much as the gambit didn't work, because there were over 100 representatives in Congress who were going along with this bullshit, and they won't get called out on Front Street for what they did unless it was something that affected them locally so badly that an opposing candidate or an official from the same state might drop dime on their ass. So we have all these people who are down to go with it. You know, you think about the movies about people trying to run over or attempt to take over a country, like the classic from the 50s, 7 Days in May. A similar scenario there where they wanted the military to come in Bogart. Well, this time they couldn't use the military. So they tried to make it a populist movement thing. Now, we've seen this kind of thing in Latin American countries. You know, they always talk about banana republics, which I always thought was a joke because, you know, we were the banana republic. And the peel was just starting to come off of this when they pulled this crap. And they got caught. They got caught more by their own stupidity because Trump had the nerve to say, after all of this was going on, that I love you, the election was stolen, please go home. No,
but
He's trying to make it seem like this was a full-fledged coup attempt. This wasn't a fucking march.
You have TV cameras and video cameras on that, right? You go in the National Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
And you brag about, oh, I did this, I did that. What's wrong with you?
Right.
You broke the law.
Mm-hmm. You broke the law, exactly. And because you broke the law, there's supposed to be accountability in effect. But we know they were not going to roll that way. And then let's be clear on this. The mainstream media, as I would say in a more passionate way, they ain't shit. They allowed this. They gave license to every aspect of this because of ratings. And I've always made Joe Scarborough a villain in this because he's cosmetic in all of this shit. It was his bullshit that allowed Donald Trump to get the exposure that he got so that their handlers would think this might work with him as a figurehead. And every time he comes on air now to talk about this, you can smell the hypocrisy reeking from his pores.
Yeah.
The media has all done this, every aspect of them. MSNBC, CNN, Fox. We knew Fox was down with this. The whole... They were enabled
to... Reggie, are you there?
Gentlemen, thank you for allowing me to come in. Peace and blessings to Dr. Eva and my man Big G. But I'd like to point out something if I could. The mayor of Washington, D.C. had a press conference, and check this out, gentlemen. The city is owed over $100 million from the federal government from this year alone, events they have not paid. That's number one. Number two, on Roland Martin Unfiltered, Auntie Maxine Waters, God bless her. I don't know if y'all did the interview she said, but the white chick that got capped, and her ass should have got capped. She had a hit list of Maxine Barton, Auntie Maxine, and Kamala Harris. They were both assassinated.
Reggie, you have people walking in the Congress with tie dyes and a mask and tape. What are you doing with that and tape?
Help me understand something, Mike. How in the half sandwich is 45 ass not somewhere locked up right now?
Right.
I mean, if he was in another country, like a certain dictator, they would have a noose around his neck at the same day, and the gal was, his ass has been hanging.
Thank you.
Exactly
if you look
right.
at the Confederate generals when they were throwing down their arms, they were supposed to be hung for the treason act that they did. But yet you still got senators and Republicans out there saying, well, you know, you better be worried about the 73 million people that voted for him. Fuck that. I mean, I'm sorry, Mom Gray. The hell with that. My thing is that, number one, I apologize, Mom Gray, and I apologize, Gary, to the team calling to listen to the show. But my issue is this. Anybody, if you saw what happened to the Black Panthers, you saw anything happen to assassination of Black leadership when we were just trying to survive in this racist country. They sit there and storm everything, do social media, and one side piece of saltine woman said, and I quote, why are they shooting at me? They're supposed to shoot at BLM, Black Lives Matter. We're not supposed to just shout at. That's the ultimate of white supremacy. I know you want some of this, Mike. Go ahead and get it.
Gentlemen, I have to give my props to the Atlanta Dream.
Yes, sir.
And I have to give my props to Stacey Adams.
God bless him. And the whole
General Stacey Adams.
Other ladies, too.
Abrams.
What the Atlanta Dream did this summer will change the political landscape forever. Because now
give LeBron James credit for that.
We can do this.
Yep. athletes now, knowing they have a very strong voice. And see, they are.
That's right.
This is what pissed me off. Hey, guys, can you help a brother out? Brother needs some therapy. Can you help me out? I wish T-Mac was here, but see, this is my issue. When you have former President Obama, I got to put this at his foot. When he had not once, but twice, he pushed Debbie Watson's show, an incompetent bimbo, to lead the DNC. And then the other guy, which I can't believe I can't remember his name, that's in charge of DNC now, they didn't even have, number one, a ground game to hit the ground running. They were trying to push ads. No, damn it. You had to have a ground game and a 50-state ground game to hit every damn state. Yep. Cannot be said, well, this is a red state. See, that's how Clinton did. That's why the Electoral College screwed her. They were so worried about holding on to the blue state and not spending the red state, like North Carolina and Georgia. Isn't it funny that Barack Obama won North Carolina and Georgia, but Hillary, the great white witch, couldn't even crack an egg and hold on the line to what she had before. So Stacey Abrams, in my opinion, should be heading the Democratic Party. But Donald Brazile didn't do shit with it. What do you think about that, gentleman, Stacey Abrams, the head of the DNC?
Michael,
sit there.
Oh, here he goes, Michael.
Yeah. I'm
here. Hey, Mike, did you hear what I said?
I didn't hear the last part, Reg.
What do you think about Stacey running the Democratic Party? Because under Barack Obama, Debbie Washington Schultz, and that clown that Perez, yeah, same time Perez, they are incompetent. Mm-hmm. I think that the Democratic Party need to hire her to run the party. What do you think, Mike?
I agree. Stacey A. General, I say General Stacey Abrams is a true leader.
Yes.
That's right. She not only orchestrated one but two major victories for the party. She got Georgia to go blue, and she brought in two senators. Two senators.
Got Georgia to go blue twice.
From a deep South state. To go blue.
Yep.
That's right.
And
one of them was white.
A Jew in. It was bad
that's
enough
right.
that the Negro got in. They could come back, but then brought a Jew. And oh, hell no. That's why they went crazy with it.
And let's remember,
Jews
Reggie. That's right. Let's remember. She got screwed out of the governorship because of
screwed.
Brian Kemp.
Worse
because
than that.
Brian Kemp owned the company that made the voting machine. So the fix was in from Jump Street. And in spite of all of that, General Abrams did not get mad. She got even in the best way. And when we were watching the election, we saw those numbers move from 2 to 3 million ahead for Trump when it started to a clear margin of victory for Georgia
at the end. That blue-black salami came in, and Trump and them went crazy. They couldn't take
it. That's right.
When that blue
wave came in.
When Purdue was up by 70,000, and they said, "Hell, we got 100,000, get ready to come on your ass," and then they brought the
white boy
Jew with them. They stood there in shock; they couldn't believe.
Reggie, I agree with you 1,000%. Stacey Abrams should be the leader of the Democratic Party. She's done it the best way possible by example.
Yep, she's the new cash cow.
That's exactly right.
Sorry, Gary, because I didn't have a show today. I had to get it out today. I'm hurt.
Hey,
Mike, I enjoy your videos. Every time you do your videos, the Brother Man Network, I make sure I share them. And my friends are like, "Who the hell is that?"
Thank you, brother.
Said,
we do what we can.
You find out.
That's
it. Make sure you wash your hands and wash your ass. Then we quote you verbatim.
There you go. Thank you. Gary, if I can, we got to go back to the beginning of this. And the fact was, there was Saudi Arabia ready to endorse President Trump. Now, they won't say this on the TV, But this is true because Kushner flew over there. And the deal was, and I'm speculating here, but the deal was if the coup was successful, that Saudi Arabia would endorse the new regime and they would give them money. And, of course, Trump would pretty much give Saudi Arabia anything they wanted so they could go ahead and get what he needed out of this and back whatever issues or concerns they had. Once Saudi Arabia fell in line, others would have grudgingly felt in line, except maybe some of the diehard friends like Germany and the UK. But I want people to understand. Hold on, guys. I want people to understand just how close we came. This was a coup. This was an attempted coup. Russia was waiting in the wings, man. They were waiting to see how this was going to all sort themselves out. And Putin would have been happier than a pig, and you know what? But this was an attempted coup. This wasn't a fake coup. This wasn't an alleged coup. This was a coup attempt.
But here's my question, Mike and Garrett. What is the United States government going to do to these insurgents, these white supremacist groups, who showed their hand versus what they did to the Black Panthers when they shot and killed Hampton in his bed, drug his body out, and executed him again? Now, it seems the new administration will go after these terrorists. So that's what they were. They were terrorists.
I agree.
I was invited. Go down to these guys
and they go out to Black Panthers. Bring the full weight of the United States government down on them. You know, because one thing, people can talk all this shit about Joe Biden, but he did something that 44 didn't do. He came out and said it. If these were Black Lives Matter protests, they would have been treated different. But Barack Obama would have came out and said, well, you know, let's not jump to conclusions. Just wait. You know,
you're right.
When it's time to cancel the race.
You're right.
And his former attorney general. What's the brother name of the attorney general? Hogan. The first time he mentioned something about race, they jumped on his ass so hard that he like a little bitch, to quote Dr. Evil, like a little bitch. Went in and said, I'm sorry, master. Please forgive me, master. I just want to be a good nigga and go back and be quiet. The entire a white man says it takes power. A black man think it. We never hear anything else about it. As just said, Confucius say, when a man breaks wind during the day, he sleeps alone at night. Just who to talk.
That's right. There you go.
True wisdom.
and that's what happened when 44 was scared. They didn't have racism. He was scared to be sleeping alone that night. But he danced around during the daytime.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how many people land in jail.
Gary?
Hey, Mike, if Black Lives Matter can have 300 to 400 arrests in one fucking day.
I would have said 300 to 400 deaths every day. But let me lay this on y'all, because I've worked at casinos. Facial recognition software is used. As soon as you walk in the door, they know, oh, Reggie's back here again. Watch the crap table. You know, it's that kind of thing. Facial recognition software is all in that area. Anybody who did anything, they can pinpoint their ass and know who it was. Oh, Gary Gray, California? Oh, let's arrest his ass. And so we know. Yeah. They can't say they don't know.
Hey, Gary's a troublemaker. Will his ass out of here. We don't want no part
of
him. Get his ass out of here.
That's right. Exactly.
And so he rolled up on the TV, like, oh, hell no. Get your Raider ass out of here.
So, you know how the cop shows, is it CPI, whatever the hell it is, well, you know, where they do all this science work and whatnot to find somebody? Well, okay, fine. Find all these sons of bitches now and arrest they ass, because that's a federal crime. We're not talking about some BS for
rioting. No, this is a federal crime you're talking about. So get their ass and put them all in jail and make them do federal time.
Hey, but Mike, here's my question. Your opinion, will we know if they're arresting people or not? Or just give them a little time, slap on the wrist, and go
no,
back
you know
to
what they will
do?
In my opinion, I think they'll make a couple of arrests where they'll show for the cameras, but the ones that really need to be caught, exactly. They're going to throw them a little red meat here and a little there, but other than that, then they're going to keep it real quiet.
What about those cops that gave a guy his tour?
I would say.
What about James Clyburn? Did you hear what James Clyburn said? His office is hidden, and they knew exactly where to go. They took him to his office.
Oh, yeah. I would say, what about the cops that were taking selfies with these guys? That's what I want to know.
They're posing. They opened the gate and let them come in.
And that's exactly all of that. All of that they know is on camera. Bust every aspect of that or do nothing at all. Because we already know this was a sham from Jump Street.
It was an inside job.
It was inside job.
Man, if they crack a half of, they are never going to get to the bottom. We will never know the fuse. So I'll be dead and gone. It's like the Kennedy investigation. You'll never know it was an inside hit by the mob
or
by the government.
But
don't know. Maybe eventually it'll come out in 30 years from now. But the United States government cannot reveal how this thing went down.
Yeah.
When Trump made the speech this morning, I called my cousin and said, oh, we got a problem here. I knew when he said, we're going to walk down and go to the government. I said, oh, boy, here we go.
You know.
An hour later, he called me and said, oh, hell, brother.
And look at the other states, Georgia and Michigan, they rushed the Capitol at the same time this was going on. So this was a coordinated effort.
They had seven different capitals under attack at the same time.
This is worse than 9/11. If you look at it, this was way worse than 9/11.
I would say so. Before 9/11... 9/11 was done for a couple offsetting reasons, like drug money and a couple other things, insurance recoup and all that stuff. But this was anti-government. And then they had the nerve to say after it was all done that Antifa was responsible for this. You know, that's how stupid they think people are. They're trying to say that Antifa did this to try to give everybody the impression that, oh, these were patriots who were trying to save the country. Bullshit. They know doggone well what they were doing. And how in a ham sandwich, as you would say, would the media allow them to even entertain such a notion? They should have said, how the hell, what does Antifa have to do with this? No damn Antifa. You guys did this Trump did this shit. Trump and Antifa can't be said in the same sentence according to what you guys believe in. So who are you kidding here? Who's zooming who?
And my thing is, how in a ham sandwich is his ass still sitting in the White House and enjoying the spoils of being the fucking president, and this coup has already happened. And they're talking about Monday we're going to give the article of impeachment. And for Pence's life to be in danger for not signing off on the 25th Amendment, somebody up big done got to him and said, look, we got use for Trump. No, don't do it. And it hasn't happened since all these people start to get out of the cabinet and start resigning. Come on, man. These people are getting bought and paid off.
That's right.
Ray Charles and Steve Wonder can see what's going on.
Hello.
This ain't 1816 or 1960 where people are gullible. No, people are smart now in technology. They can see what's happening. Now, I don't know how they're going to cover this shit.
Reggie, if they were so smart, why would they go to the Capitol when you have photo ID?
You know why, Gary? Because they thought that Republicans were going to have the Senate. Mitch McConnell was going to build an ass out just like they build them damn cops out when they shoot black folks. They said, don't worry about it. We got this. you guys don't worry about that. We're going to make sure whatever happens with the state, we're going to have Billy Bob and June Boy slap you with a $500 fine, a misdemeanor, and go back home. But guess what? Yep. It worked that way. A lot of them bastards lost their job. And I love it when they arrested that West Virginia lawmaker, snatched his ass out of his house in front of his mama. His mama said, "He's our patriot. He's our patriot. Why you taking my boy? He's a patriot." No, his ass had a felony. That's what he's getting ready to have.
That's right.
Here's our patriot, and don't you forget it. Now put my teeth back in my mouth.
There you go. Put the teeth back in. That's exactly right.
Go back
toothless
to
heifer.
Go back to smoking drugs you've been cooking in the lab back there in the back with your rotten ass teeth stuff.
Well, What's gonna happen next?
People should be going to jail. Need to be getting a death penalty for treason.
Well, hold on, because now you say what happens next. All right, they've already showed you their hand. McConnell said we won't entertain impeachment until the 19th, and they know damn well that
he's gone.
The 20th
he's
is the inauguration. Okay, so next week, there ain't but so much next week. That how are you going to impeach somebody who has one day left on his presidency? So it's all this is all mental masturbation on the part of the Republicans now. And everybody who's going harumph harumph because they got busted doing what they're doing, that's on them. They know doggone well nothing's going to change. He's going to ride out what's left of his presidency. And when they started talking about nuclear codes, they were trying to imply, well, he's mad enough to push the buttons. No, he's not. Ain't no way he's pushing a button in Russia. Are you kidding? He's going to be hanging out with Putin in a hot tub with a couple of ladies in about a month. As soon as he finds out that his term is no longer there and the Southern District New York is coming after his ass for legal reasons, I doubt very seriously he'll be in the United States 72 hours after inauguration. I think if we were to look back at Andrew Johnson and what he tried to do, they didn't have that many eyes on him, so nobody would realize the extent of the scenario that would cause him to be impeached, you know? But I definitely think you're on the right track. Andrew Johnson and this shit that Trump tried to pull, I think definitely are along the same parallel.
You know, history repeated itself. And in the interesting, if you look at what Jackson did and Nixon did, only thing 45 did was repeat what history did before. He got a couple of co-conspirators out there.
Right.
And ever before it was true, history repeated itself, you just saw it.
That's right.
He ain't smart, Jack. He got a whole lot of spirit of helping him.
He would let Michael Pence become president so he can become so he can be voted, but he ain't gonna do that.
That doesn't smack of Gary. I'll speculate as to why. It doesn't smack of the actions of a so-called dominant personality. Trump is not a gangster. Trump's a thug. Thugs can't think, or thugs don't think. If they do think, they only think up to the level of what is initially what they have to do. They don't think long term. He's not a gangster, and that's why this is trash, because he doesn't have the mentality to maintain that kind of thing. I don't know what Andrew Johnson would have thought or had that would make him akin to Trump or different from him, but I will say, in terms of plotting, he has to have handlers, and that's why whoever was behind Trump, those are the real motherfuckers that got to catch. Sorry, Mark Ray. Those are the people. You know, Trump is out there as a vehicle. He's a vessel for these same people who felt this wasn't their country because they had the nerve to elect a black man president, although, you know, we've got 7 black presidents all total. Ultimately, we're paying the price for all of that because we'll never know the truth.
Man, I hope we survive this.
Hmm.
I can tell you right now, gentlemen, it's a reason why people need to learn history, because in the 4 years the occupied White House has done, he has repeated history in a negative connotation. He has got the mighty whitey gone crazy, and also he has shown that he's talking about he got an army. Half those people that voted for him ain't gonna vote for again. Because a lot of them are already, some of them probably were 20 or 30 million Republicans voted just because they didn't want to vote Democrat. And you can't tell them the same amount of people are going to do it again after what they've seen. Because Lindsey Graham, he's gone too far. But let me real quick. Remember when Dr. King was assassinated the day after? It's amazing how them white clergy came together and said, this has gone too far. We need to go ahead and work things out. Here's Lindsey Graham right after the coup d'etat. This has gone too far. I'm like, what the ham sandwich is going on? I said, this cracker once again has shown his true colors. Unrest. There's something in there.
Oh, no, you're right. History, that history always repeats itself. And there are definitely precedents we've seen in what happened here with this attempted coup that we've seen before. Just that a lot of Americans will never think of it as happening here because, you know, we don't do that. That's what the Latin American countries do. Those are the African countries.
Yeah.
They don't think about white folks and white-led countries being involved in shit like this because they think it's beneath them. No. The difference between coups here and coups everywhere else, always leaders die at the hands of conspirators. In America, it's a lone nut, and they haven't found the lone nut yet.
Here's the question, Mike. They've already tipped their hands saying the 17th is supposed to be an uprising and the night of the election.
Exactly.
I mean, here's 17th. My question. Since we've already known that the vice president-elect, soon to be president, Joe Biden, has already said it's a double standard. Now the scab is off. Do you think the full military, full weight of everybody going to be out there in the next couple of times they try to show up? Because if that's the case, somebody need to be getting popped. It need to be some European casualties on the battlefield, to me.
This is where, Gary, this is where I can see them causing another distraction. Remember, they tried to go after the governor of Michigan. Now, if that lady who was killed had intel about Auntie Maxine or anybody else who was one of Trump's agitators who really got under his skin, you can put some meat in the sandwich for a conspiracy. But if this lady died with that knowledge, then you know somebody else has their hands on it. And we also know that the militias, at least one of them, so-called Wolverine militia in Michigan, they were ready to kill this woman to fulfill their objective. Trump has allowed the lunatic fringe to tap in to their basic wet dream of supposedly reliving the Turner Diaries, which is this book about anarchy and whatnot, white folks winning, and some other shit, to manifest. This is not dead by any stretch of the imagination. Next week is going to be very contentious because while they're sitting there talking about impeachment, this motherfucker's got a week to go. Sorry, Margaret. You know, the real issue is forget impeachment. It's a done deal. Find out who the hell is responsible for this. Arrest people federally. Convict their ass. you know, stir the shitstorm to such a degree that they can't pull off what they may be wanting to pull off on the 17th.
Now, what they need to do is get his White House.
That's right.
Right now, today.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they need to do. And that won't happen. That will not happen.
Mm-mm.
Not happen.
It's going to be crazy, man. I can't wait to hear what happens. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to cut this day short because of football today.
Yes.
Lucky-ass Buffalo Bills. I can't stand them. Lucky-ass Bills.
I can't either. But that game came down to two plays. The kid drops the fourth down pass in the end zone.
Yes.
And they miss a field goal. That's 10 points. Yes. Indianapolis would have won. So, really, the fact that a play going right or wrong magnifies the error factor in the playoffs. If they catch the ball, it's 17-7 favor Indianapolis, and Buffalo's offensive posture has to change.
Yep.
If the field goal is kicked, then it's successful, and Buffalo ties the game, rather Indianapolis ties the play with a touchdown. So it's about execution, guys, and Indianapolis cost themselves 10 points. That was the game.
And you know,
Frank Wright.
We know the victory's in for tonight's game, so I thought you'd go watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But Tampa Bay's going to beat Washington. We know that because the victory's already in.
Yep.
So, I can't wait for next week. This has been a really weird football season because I just hope that Mr. Jackson has a good game tomorrow.
Yes.
He has to have a good game tomorrow. That's really nice.
It's important he has a good game because 2 years they've been dogging him. And now is the time for him to show that he's learned, he's studied, he's done his homework, and now he can exercise full revenge on those haters.
Yes, and you can't be the team three years in a row. That's
the old dad, yes. But you know what I'm saying? They were critical of him, super critical of him, because of his two last playoff appearances. So now Jackson has got to show them that he has the offense down. What I mean by that, he can pass the ball and be effective with that, so that makes his runs even more effective when he does them, instead of the runs being the more effective aspect.
Yeah.
If he does that, Baltimore should crush their opponent, and Jackson keeps rolling to the playoffs and a possible meeting with General Mahomes in the AFC Finals.
Well, they got to hold that running back number 22. They got to hold it down. They got to hold it down.
Yep.
They can beat Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. They got to hold Henry down. Exactly.
Yes.
They can stop bad Henry. They got a shot.
Yes. Okay, any last words?
No, I'm straight.
Sunday.
Go ahead. Be straight.
Sunday will be music bound again as the Big Day competition comes up.
Yes.
Greater Bekov will come with the music box at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we will follow up that at 9 p.m. Eastern with the continuation of the tournament with two great music matchups.
I got Tony Bryson against Janet Thompson tomorrow night.
That's hot. Oh, yes. We got two special ones for you, too, so while you're watching that football, kick back and relax, have a drink, and listen to some great music.
All right, thank you, buddy. Reggie, what you got, Reggie?
Thank you, bro.
Reggie, there.
I'm straight, big G. Take it home. I'm straight. Take it home, G.
Okay. All right, let's get out of here. We're going to go back to football today. I'm glad you came out to the Cove. Thank you, gentlemen. What I want you people to do, what I want you people to think about, I want you to go to the history books. I want you to read your American history. I want you to read about Andrew Johnson. Read about Ulysses S. Grant and how Grant had to deal with Johnson. The Cheney and Biden had to deal with Trump. It's a little bit different, but it's the same scenario in a way. Come back next week and we'll talk about it. Andrew Johnson was a self-centered man. So was Donald Trump. Andrew Johnson hated the news. So did Donald Trump. Andrew Johnson was at the end of the political career. Donald Trump never had one. Go check it out. Get a nice drink tomorrow night. Music box hour at 4 o'clock. Stay tuned after that for Sunday to Raw with more content of the tournament. See you next week. Actually, Tuesday, well, the contest. We're going to try to do.